PCC Natural Markets is proud to support Food for Thought, offering programs designed to strengthen communities, including food bank donations, childhood nutrition education, and fundraising opportunities. 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com/community. Healthy foods, healthy communities.
Okay, Nancy, now give me your immediate reaction. Don't even stop to think. Chocolate cake and brown gravy.
Ooh.
Baked beans and cottage cheese.
That's really gross.
Sardines and ice cream.
I'm sorry, that's even grosser. And you know I love sardines. And I also very much like ice cream.
But not at the same time?
No. So why are you coming at me with these things, Stein?
Because recently a friend of mine told me about an adventure that he had as a young man, which involved drinking whiskey and pickle juice.
You know, that's funny because that sounds like something my mother-in-law might drink if she were a whiskey drinker, because she would hate to throw away the pickle juice.
You know, it just got me started thinking about really strange combinations of food that some people just love and other people find, well, disgusting. Like my cousin Danny with his ketchup and scrambled eggs, which is really the mildest of the combinations we've talked about here.
What drove me crazy is I had this old boss who used to put milk on his spaghetti. Now, I got to tell you something. For some reason that I can't fathom, when I eat spaghetti bolognese, I always want a glass of milk. And I'm not a milk drinker. And other than, say, a brownie or a cookie or something, I don't crave milk. But when I sit down to a big bowl of spaghetti, I want a great big cold glass of milk. What is up with that?
I don't know. You know, I haven't drunk a glass of milk in I don't know how many decades. Like every other kid, I, of course, drank it when I was a kid. But at some point, the whole idea of drinking milk became disgusting to me. And I like kinds of dairy products, cheese and stuff.
Yeah, and sardines with ice cream. So did you know someone who actually liked this combination?
No, most of these combinations, except for the whiskey and pickle juice, I got off of a Yahoo website, Shine, in which people were posting, you know, their strange combinations. Do you think that there are any of these combinations that people should actually be prohibited?
You know what? Funny you should mention it, because I do. And I'm talking to you, my dear husband, Mac. Could you please not take the hot sauce to the table all the time? I mean, I know you like that. What is it? He brought back some Slap Yo Mama hot sauce from a business trip to Mississippi. And then, of course, handed it to Nate, who took one look at it and cracked up and smacked me. But I just think that you need to taste things. Here I'm preparing a delicious dish, and I have the spices and the herbs and the sauce just the way I want it. And you want to put hot sauce on that? I'm sorry. Stop it. Stop it right now.
Does he do that before he even tastes it?
Well, you know, I see red, so to speak. You know, I see red Mexican hot sauce when he does it, that I don't notice whether he does it before or after. Because trust me, we're talking about delicious food, ruined, I might add, with all that vinegary hot sauce.
Well, I thought that Mac was always telling you that you use too much garlic.
Well, that's because he says that garlic should be a condiment, not the main course. But to him, too much garlic is, you know, an extra clove of garlic in some large stew.
Oh, well, I'm not getting in the middle of this one.
But is there something that the L&T hates when you do besides eating food that's bad for your health?
As a person who loves donuts and beer, she doesn't really have a lot of room to talk.
At the same time?
Yeah, she likes a cold one in one hand and a donut in the other. Yeah.
You know how I feel about donuts. I don't have a sweet tooth. I don't have a sweet tooth for donuts, and they always make me feel a little bit sick. So I'm thinking a nice cold beer to wash away that sugary je ne sais quoi might work for me, too.
Why don't we ask our eaters if they can top any of the stuff that they've heard in this episode of Food for Thought?
Absolutely. I hope you do.
Okay, well, you can post it right at kplu.org. Click on Food for Thought. And let her fly. And some of us may do just that once we read it. I'm Dick Stein.